The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
To my unborn child. To my unborn child, in case I don't make it. Just remember to my daddy unborn child. To my unborn. Now, ever since my birth, I've been cursed since I'm born to wild, in case I never get to holler at my unborn child. Many things learned in prison, blessed and still living, trying to earn every penny that I'm getting. And reminiscing to the beginning of my mission, when I was conceived and came to be in this position. My mama was a panther lab, single parent, but she growled when she witnessed baby boy rip a crowd to school. But I dropped out and left the house, cause my mama say I'm good for nothing. So I'm out since I only got one life to live. God forgive me for my sins, let me make it and I'll never steal again or live again. My only friend is my misery, wanting revenge for the agony they did to me. See, my life ain't promised, but it sure gets better. Hope you understand my love better. To my unborn child.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening. Today is February the 5th. It's a Friday, 2016. Hopefully you're ready for some time with your family, friends, and preparing over the weekend, because that's really what you should be doing. But hey, everyone, thank you for checking in with Tando Radio Show. That's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, please, and all of the programs that are brought to you by this network. It's so important in these times, because you think about it. How much has this network been beneficial to you? Well, there's a responsibility that we all should have in order to take care of those that have taken care of us. And this is so, so important. You know, we've come from very hard times and hard situations in our lives that have caused us to sometimes take for granted the people and the organizations that really do care for us and provide the necessary means for our overall growth and development. And that's what Black Talk Radio Network does, because there is no media outlet within the whole United States that specifically caters to you the way that Black Talk Radio Network does. Yes, there are some that do it. There are very few that do. But here, it's sincere, and you get the opportunity to agendize your own direction, which is so important for us, especially for the times in which we live in and the things and the events that will unfold that we will have to have a response to. And that response should be one in which that we all agree upon and have a movement towards solving the issues and the problems that will, and the adversities and the obstacles that will be put before ourselves, our families, our community, and our futures at hand. So please go to Black Talk Radio Network and make monetary donations. Donate your professional services that you have. Donate your time. Donate anything that you can do. Find out what it is that you can do to offer some help so that you can nurture and assist this network in growing. And also tell your friends and family about Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network. If you would like some event to be put on for you guys, contact Black Talk Radio Network and see what it is that you were, let them know what you're thinking about, and maybe something can be worked out and facilitated, because we need to actually get out before our people and not talk. We've done enough talking, enough marching. We really need to start building ourselves, our families, and our community. And there are people that are going to have to take the lead on that to start to galvanize the overall talent, the pool of talent that we have within our communities, so that we can move in the direction that's necessary to go. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Definitely, definitely make sure that it's supported by you. This is not something that's supported by the mainstream conspiracy agenda, because if it was, it would be fully funded. It would be in your face on TV and have mainstream media support. It would have commercials from some of the biggest companies and corporations in the world, because they want that agenda that is pushed forth and propaganda by their sources to reach the masses and to maintain their overall control of you. This is not what Black Talk Radio Network does, nor what Tando Radio Show does. We are here to give you and to actually nurture and to massage the, and to encourage you to move in a self-determining, sovereign way, the way that the great creator God Almighty intended you to be free and independent. So make sure that we support Black Talk Radio Network, because we cannot afford to lose this network. So also go to Facebook and check out our Facebook page on Facebook, and it's Tando Radio Show, T-H-A-N-D-O, that's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. And while you're there, check out some of the articles that were there. If you have any comments, you can post them there. Please like the page, and if you have any comments on any of the articles, definitely do that. If there's a message that you would like to send to me, you could do it there. We'll get back to you as soon as it possibly can. So let's go to our Facebook page and check out what some of the things that have been posted there since yesterday. And what's there? Now, the first article comes from independent.co.uk. And the commentary that I wrote, you all really know what, you already know where this is going, right? You already know where this is going. Here's the article. And it says, an electric of youth treatment coming. Why an electric of youth treatment for humans could be on the horizon. Electrics of youth treatment that slows aging could be on the horizon after an extraordinary experiment in which the lifespan of mice were extended up to 35%. Now check this out. This is the key with this one. These were genetically modified mice. This is what the overall science is going to be moving towards. And as it moves towards this, it's going to be moving towards this for the purpose of taking away from you what the great creator God Almighty has given you, your free will. These are genetically modified mice. And, but let's take a look at it real quick. See if we got a little time. Yeah, we got a little time. It's just going to, don't have time to read the whole thing, but this is something that is very important. You know, maybe what we'll have after everybody, you know, people start to like it and everything, we'll devise just a Friday shows off of some of the more popular things that were posted. Or if you find some things that you would like us to talk about, send it to us. Okay, so it goes, an electric youth treatment that slows aging could be on the horizon with an extraordinary experiment in which the lifespan of mice was extended up to 35%. The secret is to remove sentient or worn out cells that accumulate with age and have destructive effects on the body, scientists have found. When this was done in genetically modified mice, says it all right there. The effects were dramatic. The treated animals lived 25 to 35% longer. And in many respects, they were healthier too. See, this is what, man, they're setting up science and setting everybody up. Once again, they're going to come out with reasons why you need to have an extension of genetically modified foods, genetically modified living organisms, and genetically modified people. It won't be long before now, and I think there's too many of those genetically modified individuals walking around here already. By the overall decision making process that is already there, and I believe that they have them, walking around trying to change those that aren't genetically modified to follow them. This is ridiculous, but this is what you need to know: where things are going, where science is going, and why it's going there. And it's going there because this is the agenda of control. So check out this article and give your opinions on it. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to talk about that today, without a doubt, give us a call. Next one we have, proof of 333 prisoners' innocence revealed failures of the U.S. justice system. And this came from Sputnik News. We had a lot of articles from Sputnik News today because it was a lot of good stuff that they put out. Now, check this article out. Really good. And it talks about the exoneration of 333 convictions based on DNA evidence represented a tiny fraction of the wrong convictions revealed the U.S. justice system and its frequent failures. Of course, without a doubt, this is a part of the overall structural and institutionalized enslavement that goes on. So they don't really care about justice. They just care about a just way to get you to be a prison, imprisoned for their overall slave growth than anything else. It's all that's really cared about here. This, it's all fraudulent. It's filled with ubiquitous fraud because the intentions of the overall system in itself is not to provide justice, but it's to provide slaves for the corporations that are running the decision-making process within all forms of authority. You, if there is a form of authority, you can make, you can definitely see a major corporation has its hand somewhere in that. The only way it doesn't is if you, the people, or we, the people, decide that it's not about a person, it's about the living spirits that live here, because a person can be a corporation, it is not a living being. So check out this. This is something that is, we already know, but this is, once again, some of the things that we're going to have to deal with. We know a lot of things, but we do nothing about the things that we know. And that's so that is what this whole Kando Radio show is all about, is to get you to move and get us to move in a way that is beneficial to us, not to know things, but to act on the things that we know and to develop and create the living standards which are in our best interest. So check out that article. Next one from Sputnik again. This is a very, very major one and very important one. And I said, heads the hell up. Stuff is happening globally, and it won't be long before it hits here. Take this as a real warning because it's coming soon enough. I think, and I have been saying for a while, that the banks will be hit with a cyber attack that will induce a bank holiday, which could be known as one of the greatest historical events. However, unfortunately, this event will destroy many lives in the process. And this is what came out of Sputnik today. Russian Interior Minister foils massive mass robbery of all national banks. This is huge. Let's pull this up real quick and look at what this is all about. They're telling you everything, and the overall cyber attacks have already started throughout the world. And I'm gonna post one more time, there's another site that actually shows some of the cyber attacks that are going on throughout the world, and it's supposed to be in real time. I don't trust any of the algorithms that any system puts in that I haven't been able to verify that are truthful in nature, but it's still good to see and know. Okay, so here it is. The head of the Russian CyberNet department said that the Russian Interior Minister was able to foil an attempt to rob practically all of Russia's banks in a single swoop. Practically all of Russian banks in a single swoop. Moscow. The Russian Interior Minister was able to foil an attempt to rob practically all the Russian banks in a single swoop. The head of the Russian CyberNet department said Thursday. Last year, the K unit exposed an international criminal group that put the entire Russian banking system under threat. At the time of their detention, the criminals were preparing a global operation on stealing money from practically all of the country's banks. The K unit directors, Alexandria Muskova, said. He said that the key part of their activity was to target cyber attacks on processing centers of Russian and foreign banks, as well as the global system of interbanking finance exchange. So this was posted yesterday, but this is what is going on, and they're telling you these things now because there's only going to be a short time before these things hit. And there is going to be a response. Right now, in my opinion, these are the part of the global war that's going on. Because today's battlefield is also done from a keyboard. And it's not the old school battlefield where it's on in some land where it's taking up territory and taking up land. That comes in, you know, that's kind of antiquated and that's kind of old fashioned. In today's world, it's the cyber and the electronical and the digital world that supersedes the overall physical battlefield, because once that is taken over, then the physical battlefield falls very, very much easily. It's one of the old things with the art of war. You can get your enemy to surrender without firing or shot. So this is what's going to go on. And this is going to come here and is going to induce a bank holiday. We talked about that yesterday with the Wells Fargo person that teller that, you know, not saying that was really true, but from looking at all the other indicators of what's happening throughout the world, it most likely was true. And it was someone within the Wells Fargo system that was giving people a heads up as to what's coming. And guess what? It may have been Wells Fargo themselves that were telling people what was going to happen. Why would they do that? Because they would do that because they want to be able to say that they gave warning to people. And not only that, these people play a very cynical game. They realize that what their cynical game is that they tell you as part of their rituals, they tell you before they're going to do something. They're going to tell you what they're going to do. You just have to know the language. So it doesn't really matter where that source really came from Wells Fargo, from a whistleblower, from someone in the inside that was leaking information. It doesn't really matter. What matters is, are you ready for this, and are you protecting yourself and your family, and are we protecting our community from this? And this is what we need to be talking about and actually strategizing and participating in as we speak. It's more important than any of the other things that are going on in mainstream media that is distracting you from what the real root of problems are and where the real threats are. So check out this article, share it with your friends, share it with your family, and make comments there if you would like. Next, we have another article from Sputnik. This is Sputnik News, and I wrote on this one, this is Capital Controls, and this has everything to do with today's show. So let's pull this up. And it says, a cash for jihad. Germany considers banning cash transactions over 5,000 euros. This is known as Capital Controls. I'm going to talk about this in today's show. So let's check this out real quick. The German Ministry of Finance wants to impose a limit of 5,000 euros on cash payments in order to better track the financing of international terrorism, the FAZ reported. The German government is considering imposing a limit of 5,000 euros or in cash, that would be $5,480, on cash payments in order to better track the financing of international terrorism. And this was reported on Tuesday. The threat of international terrorism, especially within the forms of the Islamic State, is behind the move. By restrictions on cash, we have been discussing for some time for other reasons. A source in the German Federal Ministry of Finance said that the use of prepaid cards and large amounts of cash by terrorists who were carrying out the November 13th terror attack in Paris is one of the reasons for the proposal. Let me tell you something. Ever since that attack, France has basically been under martial law. France has been under martial law ever since then. And they're not going to come out of that because this is more than just what they show you. There's something, there's an underlying effect here that this is going global. And they're going to inch towards this step by step. They have a methodical plan. And these plans, they plan for over 300 years while we plan week to week, hour to hour, and we really don't look up to see what's really going on and put it all together. This is why we have Tando Radio Show, in my opinion, and Black Talk Radio Network. So the article continues. The world after Paris terrorist attack is no longer the same as before. They tell you everything right there. The world after Paris terrorist attack is no longer the same as before. Where did you hear that before? There's the same propaganda, use the same tactics, the same propaganda, the same wordings before. Where did you hear that for? After the New York incident. And what happened after the New York incident? It moved towards a war, then it moved towards a total economic collapse. Same exact thing is going to happen here. The ministry source told FAZ, and likened the move to banning of liquids on airplanes, following the 9/11 terrorist attack in 2001. This is why knowing history is so, so important. You have to be able to read through this stuff. So it goes on to say, the federal government plans cash payments in the future only up to 5,000 euros. German Social Democratic Party, which forms Germany's ruling coalition with Angela Merkel, CDU party, and the vote for a CSU party, has already called for the imposing of 5,000 euro limit on cash transactions in the belief that this would better prevent money laundering and tax evasions. Man, this is crazy. Goes on to say, in our opinion, there is no plausible or legal reason to conduct a cash transaction above this. Who the heck are they to tell you what your transactions need to be? This is what they say. In our opinion, there is no plausible or legal reason for you to conduct a cash transaction above this limit. This is what the whole thing is. This is why they use their system, because they created it to enslave you. The SDP stated in parliament papers last month, in addition, the party wants to ban 500 euro banknotes to stop it from being used by organized crime. Then the organized crime, you know where organized crime comes from? It comes from the seat of power and from the seat of the government itself. They organize the crime. That's why I'm known as organized crime. Germany is a popular destination for organized crimes and the mafia, the SPD wrote. In the Federal Republic alone, almost 60 billion euros or 66 billion cash dollars are laundered every year. Germany is one of the minorities of the EU member states that currently do not have a limit on cash transactions. The strictest caps are in Italy, where cash payments of over 1,000 euros were banned in 2011 to fight tax evasion. And in France, which in 2015 limits, fiscal residents to spend 1,000 euros on non-residents to 10,000 euros in cash. This is what they do. This is a part of capital controls. Now, look at what happened to Italy and what's happening in Italy right now. The whole banking system is falling apart. See, they tell you one thing as they're really positioning themselves for something else. Germany is going to go through major banking problems by way of Deutsche Bank and other banks itself, and as well as France, just like Italy. And what they need to do is to get control now. These are subtle moves to let you know that they're coming for your pensions, your life savings, and your overall ability to prepare and protect yourself from what's coming, because they're going to put you on the hook for the debt that has been fraudulently revved up and fraudulently accumulated, and they're going to hold you as the bearer of responsibility for it. And this is how they do that. So check out this article, know what it means, know what's going on, and do the proper things in preparing. Next we have, I'm going to move along quickly here, researchers develop a method to liquefy tumors using sound waves, safely treating cancer without chemo or radiation. Check out this one. This comes from Natural News. Next, from globalresearch.ca, country signed the Trans-Pacific Partnership. What happens to the debate we were promised before signing? So they have 90 days until that's going to be here in the States before that's going to be signed. And there's a petition and all these other things that is going on. But there are some more appropriate things that can be done instead of following their course of actions that they laid out for you to fight the things that you don't like. And as I always like to say, that they create the freeways and the highways and the byways and the roads for you to travel on, so that you'll go in a direction that they want you to go, when you should be setting your own path on through things where no other man has walked or charted, because this will be your sovereign self-determining path. So this is something that we definitely, you need to know about what's going on with Trans-Pacific Partnership. We'll talk about that at some other time. Now, next we have from RT, Saudi Arabia ready to take part in a U.S.-led ground operations in Syria. Military spokesman said Saudi Arabia expressed its readiness to send ground troops to Syria if the U.S.-led coalition decides that such operation is necessary. Speaks volumes for everything. The overall physical war and expansion of the global war is at hand. Check that article out by RT. Next, we have from Bloom.BG. Chicago Exchange says it's being sold to Chinese-led group. This is not the first. The NASDAQ was actually sold already to foreign entities, and to China, Chinese entities. Now, Chicago Stock Exchange is next. Before you know it, it's going to continue to go on, because what we're seeing here is the wealth transfers process happening right now, and you need to position yourself for that. Check out that article real quick. Next, we have another article that's going to be a part of today's show. This comes from truthout.org. And it says, why is my kindergartner being groomed for the military at school? This is a very, very important article. We'll check this one out, time permitting, today, in today's show. Then we have today's show. Today's show is going to be part two of the capital controls, why it matters, bringing it to pass as we speak right now. They're pushing for your children in a global war position also. That's what we just talked about here. We're going to talk a little bit about Cam Newton also, and what's coming up this weekend. Little play there, and we'll talk about that also. But today's show mainly is going to be about the capital controls. Sorry, I was rushing today on the post. Didn't really get to fix those posts.
Hey, brother,
talk about capital controls. Hey, Scotty.
Yeah, that video you sent me is private. It won't let me pull it up.
Oh, man. Okay. What did I do? I'm going to have to take it off private.
Do you remember the title of it?
What's that?
Do you remember the title of the video? I can try to find it.
Yeah, it was one that I did. It's called Banker's Hope, and I'm going to make it I forgot that it was private. Let me take it off private setting.
Okay.
And we'll get to that real soon. Thanks, Scott. I totally forgot about that. Sorry about that, bro. So today's show is going to be about capital controls, why they matter, and how they're happening now. And just give me 1 second to fix this real quick with this, and we'll get going with the show. Well, okay, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about capital controls. We're going to be talking about what they're doing with our young people, trying to get them ready for war, and the overall, this whole ubiquitous fraudulent system that you need to be preparing for. And a little something on Cam Newton. I want to talk about my man Cam just at the very end of the show. So you're listening to Kando Radio Show. That's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. And in the interim, we got a caller that's in queue. We'll definitely come to you right after we come out of the commercials, caller. So just hold on. We'll be right back. You're listening to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium. Mm-hmm.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. I just want to thank you all for listening today. And, Scotty, I'll probably play that video. We'll play it Monday or so, because didn't have time to take it off private. It's going to take me a second to look to see how to do that. So it's a short video, but we'll get to that later on next week. So Okay. Just want to say today's show is going to be about capital control. We got a caller in queue, and let me pull this caller up real quickly, and then we can start on what the topic of today is. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, peace, Dave. I was just sitting back listening, man.
What's up, brother? What's up, brother? Brad?
How you doing, man? All right. I was just thinking up a few things, man. I watched Hillary last night. I usually don't watch TV. I was messing with the dogs, and it came on. I turned the TV on, and she was on. And I never seen a person stand up and lie so much. But the real point of my matter for me is, though, she was never asked any real questions. They didn't ask her about Gaddafi. They didn't ask her, you know, her involvement in Haiti. They never asked her any of the hard questions. You know, they over there in Haiti, all this money went to Haiti to help the people. They built two houses. I was reading somewhere that her brother-in-law or Bill's brother-in-law has got a big hand in that.
Yeah, he does.
So, you know, things without observation, just watching that, they were so nice to her. It was like a giveaway. Bernie with nut tack, and he was so nice. He kicked gloves, in other words, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's what they always do, and that's the thing with us. We have to realize that the whole system is, all of those people are in a fraternity and are in position to, and the thing that they may be minions, and you know their position in this whole thing is to do what they're told when they're told, which is so true. There is no real candidate. Every candidate is the same candidate that you had today is the same candidate that you've been having since the very beginning of this whole thing. None of those things work. The most important thing is for us to really put into play our overall direction, and that's the key to everything. And as you already know, Brother Braggs, and it's so important that we do those things, because if voting really mattered, it would be illegal.
I was shocked about all these preachers that, you know, I don't know how they get these preachers to run up and endorse any Tom, Dick, or Jerry. You know what I'm saying? If they were making endorsements to candidates that had integrity, then maybe I could go along with it. But most of these people, at the 19th hour, when they need a token, so they go out and get a token, and that token stands up there and endorses them. Like, the endorsement is for the whole black community. And a lot of people are taken by that kind of thing. That's the only reason I mentioned, because I was sitting up there last night, man, I'm talking to the TV like, oh, heck no. She's like, oh, my goodness. Don't fool us like this. Please, we're not this infantile.
Yeah. And it's, you know, unfortunately, that's where we really are. And that's what happens. You know, there's so many things about that, you know, and until we stop doing what they want us to do, then these things are going to continue to happen. And that's the whole thing. But you need to know, I'm going to tell you, I may watch or listen to some of those things because I look for some of the indications of what some of the things that they got planned on what they're going to be doing. And I think that's really, really important. Yes. And I think that's really, really important. that we take a look at that. Now, how in the world do I change that? Okay, so
now you know what? By the same token, I'm not endorsing Bernie either. What I'm saying, because Bernie said a few things that I don't like. Bernie talking about taking your firearms away. Now, why is everybody also so gung-ho on taking the rights of American guns? Because we suddenly started buying guns? Because before we started buying, you never heard this nonsense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the other thing, even ammunition. They're making ammunition hard to get. So what are they really up to? I mean, you got to ask this question. I question everything. You know,
you do.
That's just how I roll. You know, what are they up to for real? Because see, in the old America, was that only one half of the population was armed. The other population was at their mercy. And people better look at history and dig this. I hear these people, oh, no need to have guns. Sensible rules. Well, when you was mass murdering black folks, you guys didn't have no sensible thing about firearms. When black people were totally unarmed, you wasn't talking this crap. What's the problem now? That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a design plan behind that whole thing, and that is something that I can't wait for us to touch on, Brother Rags, because it's so true. There's a reason why they're so concerned about these firearms all of a sudden, and all of these mass shootings just pop up all of a sudden as just like a swarm of them, because that is directed by man. Whenever there's some whenever you have actions, abnormal actions, that's because that's the proof of intelligent design. They're designing these things, and it needs to really be called out, and people need to know what's really going on, because there's a reason why they want you to give up all of these things. There's a reason why they want you to have, you know, total blind faith in the system. And that is something that's going to be extremely dangerous. And history has proven that so many times in the past.
You know, I swore to uphold the Constitution. I was a military man. I believe in the Constitution if nobody else believes in it. And certain rights and principles that are in there. Now, the Constitution was not made for me. I understand that. So nobody argue with me on that. What I'm saying, under that construct that we have to live under, whether we like it or not, either you're going to adhere to it, or they're not going to adhere to it. If it's a moot thing, then call it moot. But don't bull jive everybody about what's supposed to be going on. I'm looking at things like all these people making money. You got bills bombing. You got all these people making money off poor people, out of taking their freedom, out of running you down. This is modern day slave catchers. This whole system is looting us as far as being parasitic. The court system is stacked against you. I mean, come on now. I'm not trying to paint a bleak picture. I just want you to open your eyes and open your mind and realize the structure. Now, unjust laws are not supposed to be followed, but they got all these unjust laws and they're being followed. You know?
Yeah, they you're absolutely right, Brother Rags, and it's something that the people have to want to understand, and people have to want to involve themselves and not look at what the mainstream media is telling them, because that's the agenda of the conspiracy, what I call the conspiracy agenda. There's a reason why they don't want you to have firearms and the ability to protect yourself, because if you can't protect yourself, then you're an easier target. And most importantly, it's a psychological effect. Psychological effect is that it's better for you just to surrender, because then you look at them as giants and you being a grasshopper, and you'll never have the courage and the overall ability that Joshua and Caleb had.
Just look at history. They did the same thing in Germany. They came, they got all the weapons. Once they got all the weapons, they knew that they could come in unopposed. They came on in. And listen, if they take the men away, tomorrow they'll be there for the women. So you know you up shit's creek.
That's the process.
You know, and look, right now, these scorched earth policies you're seeing, I'm telling you, I went back, remember the last time I talked about India. These policies start way back there. The British, they're a mofo. These scorched earth policies, where you cut off the water, poison the water, take the food from the people. This tactic has been used for like 500 years all around the country where black people
are.
They come into your country, they take it over, then they find where your resources are, they hoard the resources from the people who produced the resources in the first place. That's the real. And then when you see all these black babies with their stomachs touching their back and all bones hanging down, this is because they've been starved. They're under siege, siege tactics. That's in the art of war. Everything I'm talking about is in the art of war. And yeah, these things have been used over and over and over again. Go look at the Romans. The Romans and the British, they're the same people. Don't get it twisted.
No, not at all. And you're absolutely right. And, you know, the saying that I like to use is that a land without men is occupied, meaning someone else is going to occupy your land. A land without women is barren, meaning if you don't have any women, the depopulation process has totally been in full effect and everything else. Right. And so important. Hey, Scotty, just so you know, I've made that video public. If you're able to put that up, let me know. And I would greatly appreciate that. But hey, Brother Brax, hold on real quick. What I want to do is I want to go into this capital control things and just hang on and stand by with us for this show so that you could add your insight to this. Okay, now, capital controls, everyone, very, very important thing because this is what's unfolding as we speak right now. I posted an article about capital control, and I want to read this, and this comes from the KC Research International Man. And here's the article. The carnage always comes by surprise, often on any otherwise ordinary Saturday morning. The government declares a surprise bank holiday. It shuts all of the banks. It imposes capital controls to stop citizens from taking their money out of the country. One of the things is that it's not their money that they're talking about. It's their currency. But that's really what it is because they don't know what money in currency is. Cash-sniffing dogs, which make the drug-sniffing dogs look friendly, show up at the airports. At that point, the government is free to help itself to as much of the country's wealth as it wants. It's an all-you-can-steal buffet. It's an all-you-can-steal buffet. This story has recently played out in Greece, Cyprus, Argentina, and Iceland. And there are only a few recent examples that have happened in scores of other countries throughout history. And I think it is inevitable in the United States. I believe the United States dollar will lose its role as the world premier reserve currency, which is unfolding as we speak right now. This is my commentary, and it's already happened, in my opinion. When that happens, capital controls are sure to follow. This is why it's critical for your financial future to understand what capital controls are, how they are used, and what you can do to protect yourself. Why government impose capital controls? Think of the government as a thief trying to steal your wallet as you understandably try to run away with it. With capital controls, the thief is trying to block all of the exits so you can't reach safe grounds. Good analogy. Good one. A government only uses capital controls when desperate, when it can no longer borrow, inflate the currency, steal money, taxes, or from normal ways. In most cases, governments use capital controls in severe crises. Think financial and banking collapse, wars, chronic economic problems, or other cases. It's just a way to control people. It's much more difficult to leave a country when you can't take your money with you. Regardless of the initial catalyst, capital controls help a government trap money within its borders. This way, it has more money to confiscate. As strange as it sounds, capital controls have often been politically popular from one way to another. For governments to convince people it is doing something that the average person loves. Two, a government can usually convince the people that moving money offshore or investing in foreign assets is only for the rich tax evaders or the unpatriotic. If freedom and privacy properties matters to you at all, you know this is absolutely false. How it happens, here it is, how it happens. For the most unprepared, it's like a mugging. To be effective, capital controls have to be a surprise. Alerting people in advance would defeat the purpose. Weekends and holidays are the preferred time to catch people off guard. Here are the four most common forms of capital controls. Number one, official currency restrictions, official currency exchange rates. The government official rates of converting foreign currency into local currency is always less favorable than the bank black market rates, most accurately called the free market rate. Hope you caught that. Let me tell you that. Read that again. The government official rate for converting foreign currency to local currency is always less favorable than the black market rate, more accurately called the free market rate. This is something that you have to become familiar with in what we teach in our membership class. This is key. This also applies to official price for gold, too. No, they're missing it here. It really doesn't. But goes on. Getting the more favorable black market rates usually involves informal transactions on the streets. Of course, it is technically illegal. However, should you follow the law and exchange money at official rates, it amounts to wealth transferring from you to the government. The wealth transfer equals the difference between the free market rate and the official rate. It is a form of implied taxation. Basically this, you're going to get a better rate on the black market. If you go to the regular market or the government market rate, they're going to steal from you and they're going to tax you whatever you bring in. And they're going to transfer what you have as being something that they can use, and it's a wealth transferring. That's what that is. Number two, explicit taxation. The government might impose explicit taxation to discourage you from buying foreign investments, foreign currency, or gold. India tried this a few years ago by imposing a 10% tax on gold imports. And when they did that, the people in India went berserk. They were bringing gold in from everywhere. They were smuggling in from everywhere, and it established a black market immediately. And that black market was thriving, and the government lost control. Because one of the things about the ancient culture of the Indian people is that they know what real value is, and they don't value paper cash. They value real money, that being gold and silver, and they have a intrinsic understanding with that currency, with that money is, and how to use it. So this was something that their government tried to impose on the people because they didn't want the people to be able to protect themselves by their own means. They have to capture them and cause them to rely on the government, because if you depend on the government, you're a slave to the government, you're in debt to the government, and the government will always use you as collateral and cannon fire for whatever they want to do. So it goes on. Another tactic is taxing money transfers out of the country, say 20% on any amount transferred to a foreign account. In this case, you can still move your money, but it will cost you. Governments want you to hold your wealth inside the country and in the local currency. Ultimately, this makes it easier for them to tax, confiscate, or devalue with deflation. Basically, they're able to steal your labor. This is what capital controls do. Next, number three, restrictions and regulations. The government might restrict how much foreign currency or gold you can own, import or export. It might require you to get permission to take a certain amount of money out of the country. The cap is often only a couple of thousand dollars. What are we seeing here? We just read where Germany was going to impose capital controls in Germany, not allowing their people to use more than 5,000 euros, saying that they're, in their opinion, there is no need for them to, for any person to have a transaction over that. Wow. That's your ruler. That's your slave owner telling you what the rules are. That's really what it is. Outright prohibition. This is the more severe form of capital control. Sometimes the government explicitly prohibits the ownership of foreign currency, foreign bank accounts, foreign assets, or gold. or the moving of any form of wealth outside of the country. Capital controls in the United States. Here it goes. The United States had used capital controls before. In 1933, the Executive Order 6102, President Roosevelt forced Americans to exchange their gold for dollars. And no surprise that the official government exchange rate was unfavorable. The government continued to prohibit private ownership of gold bullion until 1974. Today, with no conceivable end, the United States government runaway spending, but let me go back on what the government did. As soon as the people handed in the gold, they reevaluated the rate of gold. So now, and this is so-called the gold that was moved into Fort Knox. This is something that we teach about in our class that is so, so important, the membership class. Now it goes on. Today, with no conceivable end to the U.S. government runaway spending, sky-high debt, and careless money printing, one thing you can't look at is not just the money printing. They're creating this digitally, and they're creating it from nothing at all. Nothing at all. They're just saying they have something. And by having it on a digital format, it's easy because all they got to do is they don't even have to run the printing presses to create the physical cash. They can just create digital ones. They want to create digital ones because at any time they want to, they can unplug the computer and cut it off and cut you off from access, from you being able to be able to defend yourself financially and provide for yourself financially. And what are you going to do? You're going to fall in line into the welfare programs that the government has. And I'm not talking about people that are on government assistance because of legitimate reasons. I'm talking about the system creating a place, a platform where you have no choice but to be on it. And that's what they want, because they're going to make you the bearer of their burdens. And because guess what? They have no burdens because they have you as an economic slave. And this is where they're going to start to give orders for what you're going to do and have to do in order to maintain your overall economic survival. This is what you need to prepare yourself from, and this is what you need to protect your family from. It goes on to say, today, with no conceivable end to the U.S. government's runaway spending, sky-high debt, and careless money printing, and I would add digital creation, I think it's only a matter of time until the government decides capital controls are the solution. There's no doubt statistic economics like Paul Krugman would cheer it on. It would also take is a stroke of the president's pen and on a new as a new executive order. Whatever the catalyst is critical to prepare while there's still time. What could happen if you're too late? Capital controls are always a prelude to something worse. It might be a currency devaluation, so-called stable levy, or a bail-in. Whatever the government and mainstream media call it, capital controls are a way to trap your money. So it's easy to steal, and anything they don't steal immediately, they box in for the future theft. What can be done about this? It's a simple solution. Well, let's see what their solution is. Place some of your savings outside of your home country by setting up a foreign bank account. That ain't the solution. That's not the solution because of Factor already has tuned into that, chewed that up, and made that almost virtually impossible, because Factor is nothing more than an extension of capital controls. You could do that, but I wouldn't do that. Because let me ask you something. How in the world are you going to get access to that? How in the world are you going to get access to that? Because when they bring in capital controls, they also bring in border controls. This is an old play that has been used so many times. So that's their suggestion. Next, there's no way one could easily confiscate, freeze, or devalue your savings at a drop of the hat. A foreign bank account would help ensure that you have access to your money when you need it the most. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Listen, these banks are all in one big fraternity together. Since you've been listening to Tango, you have to understand this. If you go by those rules, you are still playing by the rules that they set. It's not about banking. It's not about banking. The banks are actually a part of the overall agenda conspiracy against you.
Hey, I got so that goes on. Doug, video.
The article goes on. Doug Casey and I visited Cyprus a few years ago, right after the government imposed capital controls. We met numerous Cyprians who had seen the writing on the wall and had the chance to take action before the crisis. By doing so, they kept their money safely out of the hands of the thieving government. While everyone else was forced to keep their money in the country, those who had moved their money ahead of time were free to do so as they wished, and were spared of the banking deposit confiscations. That's just in Cyprus because they wanted it to happen that way. What's going to happen when the whole banking system in the European Union goes down? What happens when the cyber attacks that just were tried to play out in Russia spreads everywhere in the world? What happens when the U.S., because through FACTA, won't allow any other bank to allow any American citizen to have a bank account outside of the country without notifying them, and not only that, giving them legal access to that bank account? Where are you going to put your cash then? And then not only that, how are you going to use that here when they decide to cut all of that off? You think that is going to be that easy when it's all digitally enhanced? What, they're going to control the internet. How are you going to get on the internet to open up your bank account and then log in? You got a password to do that. You think you're the only one that knows your password to your bank account? No, not at all. And it goes on to say, there's an important lesson here, but there is an important lesson. There are things that you need to do and you should be doing. Despite what you hear, obtaining a foreign bank account is completely legal. It is not tax evasion or illegal activity. It's simply legal diversifying your political risk and putting your liquid savings in a sound, well-capitalized institution. It becomes harder and harder to open a foreign account, so it could be impossible. It is important to act soon rather than later, even if you don't plan to use an account immediately. Well, wait a minute. They're contradicting themselves here. They just said that it may be impossible in the future. So if it's impossible in the future, which is going to be, then what possibility would you have to be able to actively have any transaction with that bank that's foreign unless you leave the country, if you get out in time? And then if you get out, and then where are you going to go that the dollar is not going to be adversely affected, and the people of that country are going to look at people that move from the United States as part of the pariah, and those were the individuals that caused what's going on and caused their family harm? Because remember, the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency of the world, so when the U.S. dollar currency goes down, it's going to bring it's going to destabilize the whole global economy. You think you're just going to walk into the bank unless you've established those relationships 10 years ago, 5 years ago, or you have family ties outside of other countries where people will take care of you? You think that that bank is going to allow your worthless U.S. dollars to stay in holdings of theirs? What are you going to do when those banks try to get rid of all of its exposure to the U.S. dollar? You think they're going to ignore your account? You think that they're going to look at your account as one in good standing? No. It's actually based in the overall problem of the whole thing, the U.S. dollar. So listen, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, this is a show you definitely want to get involved on, have questions. It's a little more that we're going to talk about on capital controls. It's so important that you understand what they are and how they're being introduce and how they're actually being actively participating in practice as we speak right now. And you need to know what it is that you need to do to protect yourself and your family. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network on this Friday. And we're talking about capital controls in this hour of the show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at area code 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032-POUND. Then hit *61. I'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up right away. So now, everyone. Getting back to these capital controls.
Hey, Brother Dave, I got this video. I need to step away, so you want me to play it now?
Yeah, let's play this. Listen to this video, and we'll come back. Yeah, go ahead and play this video, Scotty.
All right, go ahead and set it up for him.
Okay.
No, what I'm saying is go ahead and preview it. What are we about to listen to?
Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to do. Got you. Okay, now this video that we're about to talk about, this was on CNBC that I caught yesterday morning, and it's very, very important because it's a banker talking about credit and the importance of having a black bank and having a bank. And this is the deception with this whole thing. This goes into capital control because this is what they want you to think. They want you to have blind allegiance and blind faith in them. Sounds good, but it's the worst thing for you. And it doesn't matter if it's a black bank or blue bank or white bank or green bank or whatever. Bankers, all wars are caused by bankers. And that's the real, real problem. And it's not about what they're talking about here. So we're going to play this real quick. Listen closely, and we're going to finish this whole capital controls thing because this all goes together. And I would love to hear from you what you think on this, and I'll tell you what my opinion is that you need to be doing to protect yourself and your family. Go ahead, Scotty, play that. Oh, I can play it. Let's see if I got it.
I got it. You won't be able to play it. I have to.
Okay.
Government gathering at the annual Hope Global Forum meeting, more than 2,500 delegates and distinguished speakers, including Chelsea Clinton, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. The goal: enable Operation Hope to continue its work as the first ever nonprofit financial services network for underserved communities. Joining us right now, John Hope Bryant, Operation Hope, and Bryant Group Ventures, founder, chairman, and CEO. Good morning.
I like your description of Operation Hope better than mine.
Is that okay?
That's fantastic.
And you got a lot of support from a lot of big companies. Coca-Cola coming out, giving you some big money, Wells Fargo, a number of others.
Yeah, it was 3,200 delegates, not 2,500.
Okay, and who is counting? So tell us about a couple of things. First of all, to this audience who probably doesn't know about it, what happened with this Freedman's Bank and what happened to the Treasury Department? Because we haven't talked about this yet. I think it's pretty interesting.
It's so cool. So while we serve all people, and there's more white, poor whites in America than poor anybody else, we know African-American poverty is a real thing nobody can fix. We figured it out. Abraham Lincoln, 1865, after the Civil War, created a bank called the Freedman's Bank. Mission: teach free slaves about money. Bring him to the free enterprise system. He's killed 5 weeks later. And the bank falls into disrepair. 73,000 black depositors, but every dime they had in the bank, did the right thing. Bank fails on their watch. I think that's one of the reasons why blacks don't trust banks. But beside that, they never got the memo on money. So today, if you look at Ferguson, Missouri, it's jobless Ferguson. You look at Baltimore where the riots were, jobless Baltimore. Every place of the riot is a 500 credit score neighborhood. Middle class neighborhoods don't riot. Only poor neighborhoods riot. So our mission now to raise credit scores to 700, because then it's not about black, white, red, brown, and yellow. It's about having some more green. So we work with Secretary Jekyll and the administration to rename the building where the bank was located. Guess what? Cross street from the White House. It was called Treasury Annex. And you do a shot of this, you know, you do a shot of this building once a week or whatever. Well, it was been there for 100 years. Well, 50 years before that, Frederick Douglass, who was known as an abolitionist, really a businessman before he was an abolitionist, put $10,000 of his own money into this bank, which means it was $20 million today. The bank would be $100 billion today. So they renamed the bank. We asked them to rename the bank, the building, the Freedman's Bank building. I said to Secretary Lew's attorneys, when they said, well, we're not quite sure. You can't tell me the Treasury Annex building is a sexier name than the Freedman's Bank building. So anyway, Secretary Lew deserves a lot of credit because he kept pushing. And they renamed it January 7th of this year. And it's forevermore, like the first time in history a White House building has ever been named in the White House campus. And it's right across from the White House and Treasury. It's called the Freedman's Bank building. And so we think that's a wonderful sort of salute to history. We think it explains a lot about why black poverty exists today, and by extension, all poverty.
What do we do about it? What is the when you say we got to teach people, what does that actually mean?
I mean, nobody wants a mortgage. Nobody gets in the morning and says, "Ooh, give me a subprime 20% interest mortgage." They want to become a homeowner. But if you don't know how to maintain a home, you're gonna have a foreclosure on your hands. Nobody wants a car loan. They want a cool car. So we've got to get back to speaking to folks' aspirations and their dreams. And banks, unfortunately, because have been forced to be in the no business, not the yes business, and they've got to take your application by law, even though they know you're going to be declined. So they're taking a 500 credit score application, knowing in 30 days it's going to be declined. So we get them in the bank in the yes business by putting Hope inside the bank branch, a financial coach from Operation Hope, who gets your credit score up 120 points.
I mean, you make it sound really easy, but
somebody who has a 500 credit score has never checked their credit. Because if you checked your credit, you wouldn't have a 500 credit score.
It's about outstanding bills that haven't been paid. It's about the
repo. Errors, number one. So the first thing we find is you got errors if you have a 500 credit score. We work with you to resolve the errors. That's a pop of 40 score, 40 points. Then we find a default that you've had for 10 years, because you were divorced 10 years ago with Joe Below's finance company. We call that them. They're gonna give it to us for 10 cents on the dollar. We'll give them 20 cents on the dollar if they remove it off your credit bureau and write a letter. So now that's a pop of 50 points. Once you have a 50-point pop in your credit score, your self-esteem is up. Now you feel, okay, now I can battle this thing. Now we work with you to get that credit score up over, you know.
How's your internship program going? That should be going.
And we've got to get some interns here at Squawkbox. Right. Yeah.
And more corporate partners signing on and bringing people out. That's
well, so our SunTrust. The SunTrust is doing an ad on the Super Bowl. It includes us. Yeah. We're starting, as Andrew said, we're starting to mainstream this topic to build an economy for all. This Freedman's Bank theme is wonderful for us to say we want every bank today to be a Freedman's Bank, every community to be a Freedman's community, every school to be a Freedman's school, and restore America by promoting small business and entrepreneurship. And Hope is in the Box Academy entrepreneurs, so we can get more people on Squawk Box who look like America, who are trading not in race but in class, in the class of currency, and driving our economy up in our GDP. And that's what you guys are about, and that's what we're about.
John, thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Great to see you. And we should say that our sister network, MSNBC, was a media partner at the forum.
When we come back, U.S. stocks rebounding in concert with higher oil prices. We'll talk.
Okay, everyone. I hope you heard, and I know you did. This is the deal that the devil always brings you. And let me tell you, every deal with the devil, you lose your soul. Talked about the lack of faith that the black community had lost in the banks. The bad thing is that we lost the reason why we lost faith in those banks. Should have never went back. This has everything to do with the Clinton Foundation, Jack Lew, the Secretary of Treasury. These are the same. When are we going to realize that it's the same system of oppression? Regardless of a bank or a credit score or whatever. See, their credit score is their system.
I was hoping you
said nobody wants a nobody wants a mortgage.
I was hoping you was gonna pick up on that BS that black man was spitting. to black people and giving false history. The assumption was is that he was given the assumption that Lincoln was assassinated because he created this bank. And I just addressed this when I was addressing Ta-Nehisi's Coates terrible article where he talked about Lincoln being a martyr for abolitionism when he was totally against freeing slaves all throughout his all entire political career.
His whole life. He's never read anything that Lincoln has written. Nothing.
But listen, the real reason that he was assassinated was because he was forced. Lincoln was forced to consider giving black people the vote since they just saved the Union. Because, you know, just like the Revolutionary War, when Washington wouldn't let blacks serve in the army, then when he found he was outnumbered, he had to let them come in then, and they came in and saved the day. Same thing with Lincoln. So, I mean, that whole, just the misinformation, just to prop up this capitalist system in the say that these communities, what did he say, poor communities riot. That wasn't a riot.
Right.
It wasn't even a riot. Okay? It was a rebellion to oppression, and they wasn't rebelling because of a lack of jobs. They was rebelling over police terrorism. So,
exactly.
Man, I was like, man, where do they keep finding these proxy racists to push these lies to our people? And that's why it's important, you know, I always, for whatever reason, going back to high school, always took a particular interest in history. You didn't have to assign me nothing. I would read it on my own. But then once, you know, we got access to the internet and I could get access to real information, man, it opened my eyes up to all of the lies they've been telling about the history of this country. But that was just despicable of what he just said, man. That was just man, wow. I'm going to try not to call him out his name, but that was just a bunch
See, and the thing is that. This is the system trying to get you to play by their rules so that they rule. They talked about self-esteem with your credit score. See, the thing is that they feed you poison to make you feel good. They give you a drug to make you high, but that same drug is deteriorating your whole physical being. Forget your self-esteem. What about your spirit? Let me tell you, there was a deal that the devil makes, and that was one of the deals that was there. There is no bank that our community needs. There's a lot of people talking about we need these banks. No, you don't. You use these banks, you're going to be just as broke as what the people were in the Depression, and the people are going to be in Europe and everybody here, because these banks are all in cahoots together on what's going on, and they're going to steal from you. The reason why our people are poor is because they don't have access to resources that they can control and establish their own economy. Because when you have resources, you don't need the economy needs you. And until we wake up to the truth, this is nothing more than what this man was saying was giving you health care to kill you down the road, when we need health cures. And health cures is where you get from the great creator God Almighty. This is the total setup. It's the total setup. If you continue to play by their rules, they will rule. And they're going to break and they're going to destroy everything that you ever worked for. All of the writing is on the wall. Until you walk away from what mainstream is pushing, until you walk away from the conspiracy agenda and open yourself up to the truth and the reality of you don't have to pay for your birthright, because if you continue to pay for your birthright, they will have a tax collector waiting on you. When are we going to understand this and do something different? This is why it's so important for us to have the memberships, to have the different things on what's really going on, for us to establish our own selves, because it's only a few that are going to be able to be self-sufficient in this next wealth transfer that's going on. Regardless of what the mainstream, I don't care who they tell you everything if you just listen. Let me ask you something. When has a bank ever done anything for you historically throughout time? So what makes you think that they're going to be your great white savior in the future? What makes you think that they're going to be your great white horse savior? They're not. They never have been. They never will be. And at some point, we need to wake up, and to not only wake up, we need to get up and we need to get working. It means nothing that you've awoken. So what? You're awake. What are you doing with the energy that you are still is running through your body? If that's not being productively put to good use, then it's wasted. And one thing about the great creator God Almighty is that God is not wasteful. If you don't use what it is that you have, you will lose it. You will lose it. And it's so, so important that we understand this. Let me get to a caller that's in queue. Welcome back, caller. The Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where you calling from? Brother Bragg, is that you?
Yes, sir. It's me, Dave. Dave, you know what?
I know you wanted to say something.
You know what's stuck to my mind? Whenever you go to a bank, they always got a big jar of lollipops up on the counter. That's because you're a sucker. I'm sorry to put it like
nothing
that.
Nothing like Brother Bragg. I think everybody on Tando Radio Show knows the special uniqueness of Brother. I love that one. Go ahead, Brother Bragg.
No, but that's really, whenever you go to the bank, yeah, on the top of that counter, they got a big jar of lollipops because the suckers are coming in the bank. And it's they put everything before you. You say it all the time. It's so many things. This money, because that's what everything is about. It's human beings, it's all about extraction, taking everything that you have, everything you work for, just everything you say. I could just parrot it. This is true. To my perceptions, no doubt.
Without doubt. So what, they open that Freeman Banks, and then guess what? That Freeman Bank is going to have you come in. You won't be a depositor. You'll be an unsecured investor. And then when they have the capital controls, just like Wells Fargo, their doors will be closed too, and they'll only let one or two people in under armed guards, and you're only going to be able to take out $25, $30, $50 a day. What difference does that make that they opened up a black bank? They said it was a black bank, but it's a facade because there's nothing black and melaninated about it at all. Nothing at all. It's just the devil wearing its Sunday's best. Because let me tell you something. On Sunday, the devil could put on a suit too.
Still a devil.
And we need to wake up to that. We need to wake up to that and start to do something different. If we're not doing anything different, we're going to continue to get the same result. But the thing is that the results are going to be even more punitive. Because just like poison, the more it saturates the body, the more toxic it becomes. And it's the accumulation of the heavy metals, it's accumulations of the toxins that finally cause the body the inability to dispose of it because of the amount of the destruction that it's bringing to the body. So this is so, so important, and I hope you understand this. With this, there are no banks that you need to open because all of them are under the same charter. They don't work for you, they work against you. Plain and simple. Now, you do have your banking establishment. That's cool. You can do that, but there's a way in which to do it. There's a way in which to do it. There is a way in which to do it all. If you follow their lead, they're going to lead you to destruction, to economic, and you're going to lose, especially now, because now is the time, and the timing is right. Because of how many people are on this planet, they realize that they have to depopulate it, not because it's about people are over consuming the natural resources of the earth. No, it's because people are starting to wake up and challenge them to the resources of the earth. And a different philosophy and a different style and a different commitment to living. And that type of living is a threat to the overall paradigm of manipulation and controlling of your mind, body, and spirit. This is what that's all about. Listen, we got another caller in queue. Let's go to this caller. Caller, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
My name is Renee. My question is, I'm asking about the banks, the conversation
yes, ma'am.
You all were having just a moment ago. And this is one of the things that I've been seeing due to my brother, the Honorable Bragg there, has really opened my eyes to some things. I went to a bank with my daughter. She wanted to open an account. And I'm used to going to banks where they give you something in return. You open your account, you can cash your checks, you can deposit, you can do this, that, and third. Well, this bank is not in one of the greatest neighborhoods, number one.
Yes,
number
ma'am.
Two, they want to charge you for every check you cash.
Right.
My question was, if my money is in here, why do I have to pay you to cash a check? You know what I'm saying? So I told, yes. I said, don't put your money in that bank because you're paying them for something you should get automatically. So
that's right.
I guess because it's in one of those under 500 score neighborhoods, I don't understand. Why can't we enlighten our people, our black people, brothers and sisters? Why can't we educate them? Financial literacy, it's not really that deep, but they need to be educated. And that's one thing that I notice in black families across the board. They're not always educated at home about money, how to handle it, how to deal with it, and what you do with it. Most people are just working to live.
Yes. Yes, well said, sister. And hold on, sister, because I want to, there's a couple of things that you said that's so true. You talked about the family not having real financial literacy, and that is so true. And the thing is that what they are is that they're schooled in what the system wants them to know. I call it the obedience school. You know, we go through obedience school from preschool, kindergarten, all the way through a doctrine. That's an extension of obedience school. Okay. The real education is something that you have to go on for yourself and you have to find for yourself. And one of the things with the economic system and teaching financial literacy is that you have to know the difference between money and currency because they're not the exact same thing. And because we don't know that, we don't realize that when we hold what we call money, it's actually being taken away from us, and it's actually taking away our overall purchasing power and our ability to be independent and to have any form of prosperity. And so the banks are the hubs and the transferring stations for you to pay what's, it's an exaction, for you to pay what's not legally owed or due to the masters that control the economy. Because this is the system that they created. If you keep working within that system without knowing what that system is all about, they will rule you. And they should rule you because they created it. You've chosen to participate in it. There is a way to participate in it being absent of their rule. And this is one of the things that we've established in helping our brothers and sisters, because the thing about cash is this. It's a coupon with an expiration date. They just don't put the date on it like they do your supermarkets or your grocery store's coupons. Remember, you ever seen the grocery store? I know you have, sister. You've seen the grocery store coupons that says expired by such and such a date in such and such a year?
Right.
Well, every piece of paper you have in your hand, known as dollars, is a coupon, but they just don't put the date on it. And we need to know these things and how to maneuver ourselves accordingly with those and what it really means. And this is critical for us to understand because it is much, much deeper than, you know, what they try to appear to give us. Because I will always tell you, the key to magic is not to trick you, it's to make you believe. The key to magic is to make you believe. They want you to believe that you have something that's valuable. And it has its place. It's not valuable. It's actually losing its valuable. I'm going to give you an example, Sister Renee. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. In 2016, right now, if you wanted to buy good wood furniture, okay, really good wood furniture all the way through, wood furniture out of North Carolina, really good cherry wood furniture out of North Carolina. In 2016, would you pay more for that furniture today? Or would you have paid more for it 50 years ago?
I would say today.
Okay. And there's a reason why you would be paying more for it today. That wood furniture, wood has not changed. You know what has changed? The purchasing power of that dollar. It takes more of it in order for you to get the asset of that wood. This is why we have cheaply made goods now, because they can't afford, because the dollar doesn't have the purchasing power to go in to get the things that are better suited for
being furniture. Brother Dave, I was going to say it sure ain't because they had to pay the workers $15
right.
an hour, because a lot of prison slave labor is being used in North Carolina, and I know for a fact in Maryland, they make furniture. Okay, prisoners yes. make furniture, so slave labor.
Prisoners make furniture in Maryland, yes. And this is so, and I hope that helps you, sister. And I would say this, sister, we have a class that's $25 membership, and we teach you all of these things, and it's so, so important, especially for our young people, for us to understand those things. And, you know, that may be something that you may be interested in. It's you know, its price points are good, but the overall knowledge that you'll get there, you'll learn how to position yourself and your family to protect yourself so that you could actually be a part of the wealth transfer that is going on and happening as we speak. What I mean by that is that they're going to collapse the everyday person's economy. They're not going to collapse the economy. And if you position yourself accordingly in that economy, you will be able to get the assets that the economy will need in the future to continue.
Okay.
And I hope that that was helped you. But I'm so glad that you called, sister. That is so true. Be careful of these banks, because when you deposit your cash with them, it's no longer your cash, it's theirs. You're an unsecured investor now by way of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals since 2010. So they don't have to give you your money back at all, your cash back, excuse me. You give it to them, they are under no obligations to give it back to you at all. And guess what? There's nothing that you can do about it. The FDIC won't be able to help you, because in order for the FDIC to help you, the bank has to go and solve it.
Oh, my God.
And then if the bank does go and solve it, how many people know that the FDIC doesn't have to pay you for 99 years? Who among us, even the youngest of us, is going to be here 99 years that has a bank account? They do all of this for a reason, because it's a setup. It's a trick. It is ubiquitous fraud. And until we understand these things, there is no such thing as a good intended black bank. It's a bank. It's just rattlesnake. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you said the FDIC. You know, mm-hmm. You see that on every bank. FDIC insured. FDIC insured. Your account is insured. But are you telling me? Because you know nobody reads the fine print anymore. You sign your little statements, all these little papers they give you when you open an account. It's like 5 passes of paper you're signing. And they don't give you enough time to read through it. You know it as well as I do. And people don't take the time to read because it's so fundamental these days, but they won't read.
Right.
So when they sign that paper, in all of that paper, it says 99 years?
The FDIC, let me tell you what, the Federal Deposits Insurance Corporation. That should tell you everything. They're a corporation. And part of their bylaws, they have no money. There was, in 2010, the FDIC chairperson, I can't remember her name, she said austerity measures are coming to the United States. That's the last person in the world you ever want to hear say austerity measures are coming to the United States. They got rid of her right after that. Now, what that means is this. The FDIC... it's secondary. It doesn't even matter because of this. There's something called bank bail-ins now. And it was under the Volcker rule. Meaning, you remember when they, in 2008, because of the Lehman and the financial conditioning, Lehman Brothers
right.
went under and the whole world. Okay, now. And then they were bailing out GM. They were bailing out AIG. They were bailing out all of these banks and everything else. The banks held Congress hostage and said, you are going to give us these trillions of dollars or else martial law will be on Monday. And Congress was like, oh, we got to give it to them. No, that was all the theatrical play. They just did that for you, for the setup for what's coming next. There was some, you heard of bank bailouts, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, bank bailouts is this, where taxpayers' cash is used to give into corporations or industries or businesses so that they won't go out of business. It was a part of the TARP, Troubled Asset Research Program. I'm sorry, Troubled Assets Repayment Program. It was TARP, okay? What happened in TARP was this, is that the government gave your taxpaying money, your taxpaying revenue to corporations so they wouldn't go under, so that they can pay off their debt and get reestablished so that they can stay in business. Well, see, what they said is they got all the people uproared about that and upset about it and said, don't bail out anybody else. That's what they wanted to do. Because what they were really looking at was bailing in. And this is what bail-in means. Whenever you deposit your cash at the bank can take your cash to settle their debt or the gambling style investments that they have when they lose. So they're going to take the depositors
money.
Deposit cash to settle their debt. And guess what they're going to give you in return? Oh no, they're not going to give you the cash that you put into the bank. They're going to give you a certificate saying a bond, saying that you're a bondholder in a bank. And if you know what a bond is nothing more than you're buying someone's debt. And I want to ask you, sister, you know someone that has a 300, 200, or 100 credit score. Would you buy their debt? Would you give them cash and say, and buy their debt? Well, see, that's what they're doing. These banks are insolvent. So they're giving you, they're making you buy their debt. Who wants to buy someone's debt that's going to be insolvent? That's what's being played here. This is what's happening. And this is what our community is not aware of. And we need to become financially aware. We need to walk away from the propaganda of mainstream and start looking at things for ourselves and be self-determining. And once we do that, and then we start to use and acquire real assets that really do matter, meaning they have intrinsical value, they do things for us, then you have no need for a banker. You have no need for a banker. So, yes, sister, that's all fraudulent. It's set up to fail. The FDIC does not kick in until a bank has already taken all the depositors. They've given them the bonds, which they did in Greece and they did in Cyprus. They've given them the bonds saying you're a bondholder now, and then they still can't pay their debt. Now the FDIC can come in. But one of the things about the FDIC is that they can't bail out more than two banks. They can't bail out any of the major banks. They don't have any of the cash to do it. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. And you need to plan for it that way. I only keep in the bank what I'm willing for them to steal. I only keep in the bank what I need to pay to meet my debt obligations, my standard of living, and that's it. I do not save in there because that is what they're going to steal. But they don't teach us that.
No, they don't.
It's what we need to know. Definitely what we need to. Thank you, sister. Call back at any other time. Appreciate the call and keep doing what you're doing. And because we are all in this together. We got another caller that's in queue. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where you're calling from? And what is your question or comment?
Hello? Hey, Brother Dave. This is Brother Davis. I'm traveling across Illinois.
Dave, what's up, Brother Davis? Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Hey, I wanted to add to that sister who just called. In your neighborhood, if you see predatory loan places, now these are the places that call tire, car, title loans and what all. These systems are designed to suck the blood out of the corners of your body that the bank does not get. All of these systems are built on top of each other in order to make sure that you have limited to none as far as resources are concerned. That's why it's important that you examine yourself so that you make the decisions that are most suited for you. Sadly enough, some people really go to these here programs, and before you know it, they're taking out one or two predatory loans thinking, oh, I'll be able to pay this back. But you're paying back 700% to 1,000% overall, and they know that. So the system is definitely designed to keep you underfoot. When you take control of your own education in reference to finance, you will find that you're building your self-structure up on a level that most of the people around you are unaware of. I thank you for having insight to be able to sit back and listen to Tando Radio and grow in an area that may not given a lot of thought to before. And it's always a pleasure to be a service to someone else, especially to someone who calls up with a question. All right, that's all I wanted to add, Brother Dave. I'm going to sit back in the room again.
So true, so true. Thank you, Brother Davis. Well said, as always, and that's exactly it. This is, as Brother Davis said, and as Brother Rags has explained, Brother Rags, you're still there. Actually, this is all, it is a multifaceted establishment to deceive, and it's all built off a ubiquitous fraud, because what happens is that they have created an economy while God has created an ecosystem. And they don't want you to focus on the ecosystem. They want you to be enslaved to the economy, because the economy is unsustainable. It is going to go through famines. It is going to go through collapses. It is going to go through recessions and depressions. But either way, by all means, it's going to take from you what is not owed or what is not due. And that's the trick. You have to be able to know what the enemy is actually doing to you so that you can position yourself not to be adversely affected by that. And there are ways in which to do it. And this is one of the ways that we've lost the prosperity of the past, because we've had blind allegiance and we've given blind authority to those, blind faith to those that deserve it not at all. So important. Listen, here we go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Brother Braggs and I are here on. Brother Braggs, we're going to come back to you when we come back out of the break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32#, and just hit *61. We'd love to hear from you. So, so important that we do. These times are critical. These capital controls are here to stay, and they are going to continue to take from you what you've worked so hard for and have not been able to retain as yours. This is what debt does. It's an obligation beyond the ability to make repayment. You can't. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium. You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-#, 549-032-#. To signal the host, it's *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and my man, Brother Braggs, is on the line, and today we're talking about capital controls, so, so important, what it is that you need to know, how they work. So just before we go back to Brother Braggs, what I want to do is I just want to finish reading this last part of the article, and the last part before we go back into this, and we need to talk about this article real quickly and then what it really means. It says that even without capital controls, it still makes sense to move some of your savings to foreign banks where it can be kept safe. The New York Times bestseller, oh, well, no, that was the end of the whole article, so we did read the whole thing. Now, these capital controls are being instituted as we speak right now. When the sister called, when they talked about paying for checks, paying for a deposit, paying for them for holding your account, these are zero. This is what ZERP is, and they're going to go to negative interest rates where you're going to have to pay them just to keep your account open. all of these fees are forms of capital control. All of them are forms of capital controls. And you need to know these things. And there are things that you need to know of how to protect yourself and your family. You work too hard for everything that you work for to be taken by way of a cyber attack, capital controls, an economic collapse, a global war, or an incident involving the disruption of the overall natural resource of gas, oil, or anything of that nature. Because right now you are so vulnerable, we are so vulnerable economically to the next event. And that next event has already been planned. How do you know it's been planned? Because they've instituted and they've legalized the procedures and the policies to protect them for when it happens, to say bail-ins, bank bail-ins, capital controls, and also, they're disrupting the overall supply chain. And they've done all of these things, and they've taught everyone how to respond to different things. When have you seen on any Black Friday where people were orderly in making their purchases? Do you think that was a coincidence that it is totally just a total free-for-all brawl for things? Why do they push that? Walmart even condones that. And all the major stores condone that type of style of behavior. Why do you think they do? Do you think it's by coincidence? Or do you think that is by design? I'm going to tell you, it's by design. Why is it by design? Because it happens on schedule every year. Because they want you to act a certain way. By psychologically programming you to respond to things a certain way, they can control you. They will make you think that it is fine for different disruptions of things to happen and for people to be hurt, people to be victimized by way of natural disaster or man-made disaster, and there'll be no response for help. You're on your own. But then what they'll do is they'll come back and say, because everyone will begging for their support. I would say this, why in the world were the people of New Orleans still begging for the government support when there was none? It told you everything about them. How many more examples do we need to realize that we need to walk in our own direction instead of driving on the freeways and the highways that they paved for us to go in the direction that they want us to go? So, Brother Bragg.
Yo, yo.
And, you know, I know, you know, we talk about this from time to time, and it's so important that we understand these things. It's more, you know, you can do the research, but then you have to put some action behind the research that you're doing. You have to start to prepare for these things, else you're going to be caught just like everyone else. What difference is it if you know what's going on, but you're still heard it and shepherded in with everybody else?
Hey, listen, you got to walk alone sometimes, man. This is a deep journey. People won't listen. What can you do, man? I mean, all you can do is say things and do what you can. That's all you can do. They can either take it or reject it. If they reject it, their choice. I was getting some water this morning. This is my routine, Dad. You know, I go special places for my food because I'm a weird guy about what I eat. I usually go pick up 20 gallons of water at a time. And I have a specific type of water that I like. Well, the ladies there, they know me, and they always see me getting this water. So this morning, she was like, what are you going to do with all that water? I said, I'm putting it away. She said, you're putting it away for what? I said, in case I need it. If something happens and you can't drink water, you can't cook beans, you can't wash your baby face, what are you going to do? She was like, oh. I'm like, well, there's things going on all around us, and nobody's paying attention. You need to pay attention. Yeah. I say, what has your job been telling you about the banking system? She was like, nothing. I say, well, have you seen anything on TV? She said, no. Check this out. Last night on MSNBC, I'm telling you, I hardly ever watch them. They had a www.crashingbanks.com. Check this out. They ran that ad right after the debate. Just a quick little brief thing, www.bankscrashing.com. Check that out. I didn't pull it up because, you know, I don't have a laptop. But I'm like, oh, they're finally dropping a note, but they're not dropping big notes. MSNBC right. is a channel that if you're not looking at news, you probably won't look at. So most of the people, they're not looking at news. They're looking at that other crap, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know the name of the program. See how messed up I am? I could tell you some bits, but I can't tell you the name of the program. But that's where we are, man. And
right.
You know, it distresses me to the point that if something were to go down, suddenly you're going to have people in the street thinking that they can take things from people.
Right.
Because panic creates that situation, dog eat dog, you know what I'm saying? The worst part of human nature, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you say, I real bad boys, sometimes you got to move in silence. I'm saying after you say what you say, keep it moving.
It's so true, you know. And Brother Rags, the whole thing is that, and I appreciate you and all of everyone that listens to Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network. You, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, all of Mel, all of the callers that call in, and the people that listen, because you have been, there was an unction in you that something was wrong. There's something wrong, and that means that unction within you is because you allowed it. Speak. And because it has spoken, now you must continue to listen. But everything, when the great creator calls on his people, there is also things that are said to you to do in preparation for what the warning is about. What good is it to have a warning and not have another direction in which you should go where there is no obstacle or adversity, and it's clear. And
Dave, I think I told you this. I went to get some ammunition in Indiana. I live in Illinois, but I go to Indiana all the time because it's a sporting neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? They hunt over there. So I went to get some ammunition. The guy in the store is telling me a certain ammunition that I was looking for. He was like, you know, I'm gonna tell you this. He said, but I don't think we're gonna carry that ammunition anymore. If you're not making your own, you're not going to be able to get it. Check that out. Now, we're in a state where it's a, man, these boys hunt. I'm like, so what? He said, it's the mandate of the president. I'm like, now, you know, I read all this, but for him to tell me this quietly and tell me what I need to do if I want to procure that ammunition, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
So there's something afoot here. I don't know what it is. Listen, I'm preparing for the worst and I'm hoping for the best. However it turns out, we don't have to roll with it anyway, so.
Right.
That's such is life.
You know what, Brother Rags? Because you just sparked something in me. Let's change that saying. We are hoping for the best. Yeah. We are hoping for the best and creating the best, because that's really what you're doing. That's really what we're doing. We are going to create the best situation for us regardless of what happens, because that puts the onus back on us. That speaks to what you're doing, because that's the journey that you have chosen to be on, is that you have chosen that you are not going to be at the begging behest or relying on the system to provide for you, knowing the historical nature of this system. This system is not the one that our ancestors had established. So it has no benevolency about it. It's malevolent in nature. There's nothing good about it. There's nothing sustainable about it. It's just consuming. This is why they want you to be a consumer, because they are equally consumers. They consume your life's energy.
They didn't turn God into a beast and God don't know it. When God realizes who he is and his power, God is going to make manifest. Now, people think I'm talking crazy, but I believe every word I just said. If you can hear me, some people can hear me, and some people can't. Know thyself, for you are God. That's real. Most people don't take it to heart. You can't do nothing unless you come inward, outward. Inward first and outward. There's nothing outside of you. Everything is inward. To make manifest, you gotta start internally first.
So true.
I believe in unseen. I believe in things that you can't see, man. But you can see.
Oh, yeah. the unseen is more real than the seen. Okay, everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660. Participant code is 5490-32#, then hit star 61. I will see you in queue. Would love to hear from you. because this is so important. Your questions actually help people. You know, Sister Renee called earlier, and her question was so beneficial to so many people. Brother Brad calls in his question and analysis of things that help so many people. Brother Davis calls in his questions and analysis of things help so many people. And that's what it's all about. This is a collective effort that needs to be made among ourselves. So let me just say this. Hey, everyone, for the individuals that have already taken the precious metals class, the extension of the precious metals class is not the precious metals portion of it anymore. The membership, which is $25 a month, you can cancel at any time if it wasn't for you. The preparedness side of that is starting. So if you've already taken the precious metals class, starting tomorrow, Saturday, I'm going to be giving classes for those individuals that had already taken the precious metal portion of the class. If you would like to get involved in that, you know how to reach out to me. You can reach out to me, email me, or text me, email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, or you can text me at 951-790-8330. If you've taken the precious metals class, you already know that number. You can reach out to me. Brother Thomas and Ken, you don't have to do that. You've already did that already, so you're good. John and a couple of other, all the other people, that's something that you would want to get involved in on. Also, if you haven't started the membership training that we've started, it's $25 a month. You will get the precious metals class. You will get the preparedness. You will get the tactical training. There are a bunch of other things that I can't say here that we are going to be preparing with. And this is basically going to be at the end of it all, it will be a pool of talent that we all can draw from in times of need, because it's so, so important, and it's going to actually get you in a direction in a very, you know, on a fast track to start preparing, because one of the things about preparing is time consuming, and there is some monetary commitment that you have to make to it, is because it's all a part of your discipline. But believe me, it will be well worth what it is that you're going to be doing, and it will allow us to have a pool of talent that we can all rely on among those that are preparing at the time of need, because the overall group, I believe, will grow, and there will be connections that will be made, and there will be conferences, and there will be meetings and everything else. We've already are going to do some training this summer for some of the people that have been in the group, and of course any new people that want to come on board. You know, and this group is about preparing for what's coming, so that we will, once the yo-yo effects happen, there won't be any fear in our needs. We will just respond to it accordingly. And what is the yo-yo? When you're on your own. And that is exactly going to happen by way of so many events. They're telling you that all of the indicators are flashing red, that events are about to happen that will threaten your everyday way of living. Hopefully you will respond to it in a way that is appropriate, and I believe that there is an appropriate way to do that, and work with us and allow us to show you that, and that will overall build us all. So if you're interested in the membership class, it's going. I'm going to have a class tonight. You would have to contact me right after Tando Radio Show, 30 minutes after the Tando Radio Show. Just send me an email, or you can text me, and I will send the instructions to you on what it is that needs to be done. That's 951-790-8330, or you can email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. So, Brother Braggs, we got a few minutes more. You know, there's so much that's going on, and one of the things that you know and I know is that, and we didn't even get to why is my kidney guarder being groomed for the military at school? There's so many things. They tell you everything before they do it. And we know this from our studies, and people that do study and know history, they see it being replayed constantly. And it's the demonic rituals. Yeah.
All the armies that defeated us were black armies that they used against us, that they enslaved and put them against you. It's deep, man. I'm not going to even talk about the Moors, because people will really be mad at me, but those Moors used to be, man, I was focused on them, and I finally broke it. But a lot of things that I found, they did a bunch of great things. Never let it be said that they didn't. But they also did a bunch of messed up things also. I mean, sure. History is history, and it bears itself out. I don't manufacture this stuff. Is what really happens. I don't have to. I'm not the beast. I don't have to make history up. We got plenty of it. Plenty of it. If you check our history, it'll bring you to a conclusion. Look, like I always say, people think I'm crazy. It's been a massive holocaust of black people for the last 400 years. Start doing your research. You're gonna peek down. You're gonna be amazed at what I'm saying. Look, all of Europe was black. The black nobility of Europe.
Yep.
They ran over here. This is a penal colony. They had a lot of little places they dropped these savages off because they couldn't handle them. So they would drop them off in little places. They would come with their diseased bodies. They would probably kill off the inhabitants because the inhabitants weren't used to that kind of filth. If they didn't kill off the inhabitants, they would come and rape them. Look up Australia. Look up the Tasmanians. These people have repeatedly played this stuff out all through history. And everywhere they've gone, they've wiped the people out. If you don't wake up, we'll be on that list next. But I believe that we're awakening, and I believe that it won't happen if everybody pays attention and does their part. I'm not afraid. I'm going to tell you the truth. That's my job. My job. The truth has no friends. Peace.
So true, and well said. Well said. And there is my man, one brother texted said, check out The Purge. Also, yeah, there are so many indicators that
that's the same thing. That's right on point. That's the Holocaust. That's that purge. The same thing.
Yeah.
Hey, look, you know what? You know I don't want to say it, but you know I'm talking about ritual murder. You know what I'm talking about? It's deep, man. That is so deep. And if people were up on it, well, you're up on it now. We just put you on it.
Yeah, they just put you on. They've been doing it for years, and this is why we say that it's all a part of a demonic cult and ritual practice that they have. And war is one of the greatest blood sacrifices that they have. And you wonder why you're always in a perpetual war within the state. And they trick you into believing that you're fighting for some form of patriotism when you're actually providing yourself to be a part of a sacrifice, a human sacrifice that goes on ritually and annually and throughout the ages for the overall individuals and spirits that are in controlling positions. And they only have influence because we've surrendered our free will. At some point, we need to be the way the great creator, God Almighty, intended us to be, free and independent, before we become genetically modified. And they will extend your life, our lives, by 35% so that we can do 35 to 50% more of the labor and 35% and 50% more of the enslavement and the overall bondage for their purpose of living. They have no understanding of the power of love. They just love power. You have to be different. Okay, everyone, I just want to thank you all for listening. And I just want to say this about our brother Cam is this. Check this out. They attack this brother because he is that. He's not doing anything, but he's doing it better than anyone else has ever done it. So I'm just going to say that. Much love, much That's respect excellent. To Cam and all that he does behind closed doors.
Dab on him, Cam. Dab on him, son.
Hey, before you go off air, check this out. Check this symbolism out. Where they're playing in the Bay Area, that is where the Black Panthers were born. One of the founders of the Black Panther Party was Huey Newton. Okay.
Newton. That right.
This year is the 50th Super Bowl and also the 50th anniversary of the founding of the Black Panther Party. Just the symbolism there. And of course, Carolina Panthers mascot is a Black Panther.
Panther. Whoa, hey, Scott.
Dab on him, Cam. Dab on him, baby.
Whoa, Scotty, that was, I didn't put that, man, I love that. Scotty, that was hot. I didn't even, man, so much of the symbolism is so there. And check this out. This is the thing about the Panthers that was so revolutionary, is that they gave you back the power to be self-determining. And that's what we need to do. Much love, much respect on Panther Sunday. And that goes for a lot of reasons. And I'm not talking about the football team, but definitely supporting the brother and all of those that are in agreement with him. Much love and much respect to you all. We're going to get out of here. God willing, we'll talk to you Monday. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Remember, before you ask for a blessing, make sure to be a blessing. And until then, we'll catch you later. Much love, much respect. PCs. Thank you, Brother Braggs, Brother Davis, and Sister Renee.
You know tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing how you love. Love is kind, love can give and get no gain.